Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It was supposed to be an ordinary Friday afternoon in a first grade classroom at Rhineck Elementary. Bright colors, storybooks, a room full of six-year-olds still learning to spell their own names. And one of them carrying a 9mm handgun in his backpack. Yeah. By the end of that day, a young teacher named Abby Zwirner would be on the floor bleeding from a bullet wound through her chest and hand, shot by a child she was there to teach and protect. And the most chilling part, everyone saw it coming. Yeah. This wasn't a random tragedy. This was a slow-motion train wreck wrapped in red flags and warnings that were waved right in front of administrators who apparently decided to do nothing. Oh, like administrators typically do. Let's not pretend we don't have a school administration crisis in our country, because we do. I challenge you, go talk to any teacher in almost any district. What do you think of the administration? See what you get. If you get, there's got to be some that are good. There has to be. And there has to be. I haven't heard any, but there has to be, right? There has to be some districts where, like, they're really doing well. They're working behind us and things are going well. And there's not a bunch of bureaucratic bullshit that prevents us from doing our jobs effectively. Unfortunately, that seems to be the kind of operative stance of most school administrations in the United States. It is, like it or not. And here's a prime example of one. So you have red flags. What are these red flags? What's going on? That the administrators decided to do nothing. Not later, not after reflection, not in hindsight. In real time, multiple people told them, the kid has a gun. And in response, shrug, move along. That couldn't possibly be. Now in a Virginia courtroom, that negligence is being ripped open for the world to see. And the people in charge are trying to convince a jury that they couldn't have possibly known. Bullshit. Let's start with what's not in dispute. On January 6, 2023, six-year-old student brings his mother's legally purchased 9mm pistol to school. Good job keeping the gun away from the kids, Mom. Several school employees, teachers, staff members, they go to the assistant principal, Ebony Parker, warning that a boy may be armed. One teacher allegedly told Parker the boy threatened to hurt another student that morning. Another staff member said the child had shown the gun on the playground. One after another, these reports came in, and according to multiple witnesses, Parker brushed them off. She didn't search the backpack. She didn't call security. She didn't lock down the classroom. She didn't even send the child home. She just ignored it. And within hours, Abby Zwirner was shot in her classroom. Let that sink in. Four separate warnings. Four adults trying to sound the alarm, and an administrator so indifferent or so paralyzed by policy or fear of overreacting that she let a gun-wielding six-year-old finish his day in class. That's not an accident. That's a failure, an institutional one. And now that's all laid bare in court. The same system that ignored the warnings is scrambling to limit how much of that failure the public and jury actually get to see and how much money they're going to have to pay out for being incompetent. The most explosive moment in the civil trial so far didn't even happen in front of the jury. The plaintiff's attorneys, as well as their legal team, presented body cam and surveillance footage from the school on the day of the shooting. The video reportedly shows the chaos in the aftermath, students running, teachers shouting, Zwirner collapsing, bleeding through her shirt. That footage was shown outside the jury's presence as the court debated whether it should be admitted as evidence. And of course, the defense wants to keep it out. Of course you do. Why? Because the truth looks ugly on camera. And nobody wants to be accountable, especially when the finger's pointing at you. Because once you see what really happened, once you see the sheer panic and blood and disbelief of teachers trying to hold down a wounded woman while administrators shuffle papers, there's no way to unsee it. They argue it's too prejudicial. It'll inflame the jury. Well, maybe they should be inflamed. Maybe there are reasons to be inflamed. Translation, it'll make the jury feel something. Don't want that. That's the fucking point. Because for a year now, this school district has treated this shooting like a PR problem, not a moral one. Let's go back to those warnings, shall we? Court documents, witness statements, and public reporting show that multiple people, including a reading specialist and another teacher, told Parker about the boy's behavior. One teacher said the boy had threatened to beat up another child earlier in the day. Another teacher said she saw him put something heavy in his backpack. They begged the assistant principal to search the bag, and she refused. Her reasoning, she said the boy's pockets were too small to hide a gun. That's a real quote from witness testimony. Too small. And if the laws of physics... we're going to stop a bullet. Yeah. Well, you say that. Everybody's saying there might be a weapon in there. Guess what? It's time to be a grown-up and go look. Go look in that backpack. It's your freaking job. I do for a second want to say this. Because we have, and I'm not blaming the teachers who reported this and didn't look themselves. But I am saying this. We are so wrapped up in rules and bureaucracy and fear of losing our jobs and fear of violating policy and what those repercussions may be that we're just not able to do common sense shit anymore. Like, gee, if I think there might be a gun in this 6-year-old's backpack, I ain't going to ask the vice principal. I'm going to go look in the book. How do I handle this situation? I'm going to the fucking backpack. And I'm looking. And if you want to fire me for it, go for it. This will make a lovely lawsuit against you. Fire me. I'll sue the shit out of you for trying to protect the other children, trying to protect that very child, the 6-year-old who may have the weapon in the backpack. But we don't. We have this, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, okay, we'll do exactly what you say because I don't want to lose my job. I really need my shitty, low-paying job that I work my ass off for every single day, and you're paying me absolute shit for to protect these kids and teach them. I'm going to the backpack. Now, don't take that as a dig at teachers at all. It is not. You are underpaid, you are underrespected, you are understaffed. And more folks need to understand and realize that. I am not blaming the teachers, but I am blaming this culture that we've created within some of these districts of basically you're a robot, or so many feel like they're robots and they can't do what makes common sense choices come to life. You think a kid's got a gun and it's a small child and it's in their backpack? Go look. Don't wait for somebody else. Do it. Check. Well, there's a policy. I don't fucking care if there's a policy against that. As a parent of a small child, you better damn well be doing what makes the most sense in that moment. Because if there's a weapon and a six-year-old, things can go bad quickly. We need to enable our teachers to have the autonomy to do their fucking jobs. Just a thought. Just a small thought. Because the people that are making these rules, that's the dipshit. That's the administration.
That's too small.
The warnings kept coming and still no action. This wasn't just bad judgment. This was institutional rot. A culture of risk avoidance and reputation protection so deep that the adults in charge couldn't bring themselves to inconvenience a parent, disrupt a classroom, or, God forbid, admit that something dangerous might be happening under their watch. And when the shot finally rang out, when the unthinkable became reality, the same system that refused to act suddenly found all the urgency in the world to control the narrative. Control it. Yeah. You're always playing catch up. That's why our public education system is the frickin' mess that it is. They wanted to talk about lessons learned. They want to talk about reviewing safety protocols. They want to talk about moving forward as a community. You know, all that bullshit language that just screams of, we don't want to deal with the actual problem. We want to placate you with these words. Don't they sound professional? Doesn't it sound like we know what we're doing? No, it doesn't at all. It sounds like empty bullshit. But you can't move forward when your own negligence put a bullet in a teacher's chest. Abby Zwellner isn't moving forward. She's living with a bullet fragment lodged in her body. She's undergone multiple surgeries. Her career, at least as a classroom teacher, may be over. The physical pain is permanent. The trauma, well, that's unimaginable. And yet the defense in this case, representing the former assistant principal, is arguing that this wasn't foreseeable, that a six-year-old bringing a loaded firearm to school wasn't something anyone could have reasonably predicted. Yeah, you may not have expected it or predicted it, but it happened. And then you had it reported 4 times and you did nothing until the child did something. Those warnings weren't whispers in a hallway. They were explicit, documented, and urgent. Now you'll hear the defense say you can't expect administrators to act on every rumor. Sure, but when the rumor involves a gun and a teacher is begging you to do something, maybe it's time to act. Maybe it's time to stop worrying about liability optics and start worrying about human lives. But that's not how bureaucracies think. They think about appearances. They think about protocols. They think about avoiding lawsuits right up until one hits them in the face. Now, this $40 million lawsuit is doing what the school district never did, demanding accountability. Zwellner's legal team is making the case that the shooting wasn't some workplace accident. It was negligence, so severe, so deliberate, that it falls outside the shield of Virginia's workers' compensation system. A judge already agreed, ruling that this case can move forward in civil court. That ruling is monumental. It means a teacher can finally look at a system that failed her and say, "You didn't get to hide behind policy." And this trial is revealing something every educator in America already knows deep down. Schools are drowning in red tape, terrified of parental backlash, and so obsessed with optics that they've forgotten what safety actually means. Brannock Elementary wasn't blindsided. It was paralyzed. They knew. They had the warnings. They just didn't want to deal with them. And now they want the footage hidden because seeing it means facing the consequences of what they ignored. In court, the defense argued the footage would be inflammatory. Yes, it's inflammatory because it shows a teacher bleeding out in front of six-year-olds. It's what happened. It's not an AI video. It's real. You know, something you don't like to deal with. Reality. Because it shows the results of indifference, because it proves that doing nothing has a body count. The footage isn't the problem. The problem is what it shows. And what it shows is failure at every level, from the assistant principal who ignored her staff, to the district that allowed her to operate unchecked, to a culture that puts reputation above responsibility. It shows what happens when schools treat teachers as expendable shields instead of professionals who deserve to be protected. Let's talk about that culture for a minute, because it's the same mindset that infects every bureaucracy. Don't make waves. Don't overreact. Don't be that administrator who calls the cops over a rumor. Meanwhile, Abby Zwirner was being shot at point-blank range. This is what happens when safety becomes secondary to politics, when people are more afraid of headlines than they are of consequences. The administration could have stopped this. They could have searched the backpack. They could have called the police. They could have followed their own safety procedures, the ones designed to prevent exactly this. Instead, they chose denial, and they're still going down on that boat. They chose to pretend it couldn't happen here, and that choice nearly killed a teacher. Now, years later, as the civil trial unfolds, they're still trying to control the narrative, to frame this as an unforeseeable tragedy instead of a systematic failure, but the facts won't cooperate, because the truth is painfully simple. The school was warned repeatedly that a six-year-old had a gun, and they ignored it. It's not unforeseeable, that's inexcusable. And let's not forget the human side of this. Abby Zwirner was 25 years old. She devoted her career to teaching the youngest kids, the ones who are supposed to be safe, the ones who have dumbass parents that allow their six-year-old access to a weapon. She was the kind of teacher who would have noticed if a child was hungry, scared, or acting out. She cared. She listened. And in the moment when everything went wrong, she still put her students first. Witnesses say after being shot, she ushered the remaining children out of the classroom before collapsing in the hallway, bleeding in shock. She made sure the kids were safe before she worried about herself. That's the kind of person. This system failed, and this system still is intentionally trying to slap down. No, we're not responsible. And that's why this case matters. Far beyond Newport News. Because if administrators can ignore warning signs like this and still hide behind policy, it sends a message to every teacher in America. You're on your own. And they already know that. I know many a teachers. Very close with one. They know that. They know. And is that where you want to send your kids every day? It tells every parent, don't count on the system to act, even when danger is right in front of them. And it tells every would-be bureaucrat, you can fail upwards as long as you can say you followed procedure. That's what's on trial here. Not just one assistant principal, but a culture that rewards complacency and punishes courage. The footage, the warnings, the aftermath, it all paints the same picture, a system far more interested in protecting itself than protecting its people. And the tragedy is Abby Zwirner will carry the scars of that system for the rest of her life. The bullet may have come from a six-year-old, but the failure, it came from the grown-ups, from people who should have known better, from leaders who refused to lead. And no matter how this trial ends, the real verdict, the school failed, the district failed, the adults failed. Abby Zwirner didn't just survive a shooting. She survived the full weight of institutional cowardice. And now, maybe, finally, those responsible will be forced to answer for it. Because no teacher should have to beg their boss to take a gun threat seriously. No child should have to watch their teacher collapse in a pool of blood. Let's talk about that for a second. The trauma of that day, the trauma all those children will live with for the rest of their lives. And no administrator should be allowed to shrug their way past four warnings and call it unforeseeable. That's not tragedy. That is a choice. That's complicity. That's being complicit in this. And this trial, The fight for accountability is how we make sure no one ever gets to make that choice again. Your thoughts in the comments section, especially if you're a teacher. If you're a teacher, share your story, please. More people need to understand the fucking war zone you guys go into every day. It takes courage to be a teacher today. It does. It is something there's more courage than I have. I'll tell you that much. I admire you guys so much, and the systems that you work within that do not support you, it is baffling. It is baffling. And more people need to know, and more people need to be outraged. Please share your story in the comment section on YouTube. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, it's easy to find us on YouTube. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where you will do just that. Just search it, and there we are. We're also on social media, all that. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, hi. You're going to take us with you wherever you go. Search, again, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, any podcast platform. We are there. We appreciate that. Hit subscribe. And give us your thoughts. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.